Hello, welcome to Who is in the Garden here on Carib Voice Radio. It's time to take a moment to pause, breathe, and refresh with Adiayo. So why don't you take a seat, have a drink before you continue on life's journey. Hello, hello, hello. It's Christmas in the air. How are you? What's happening in your garden? What has this past week been like for you? For me, it's been a grateful one. It's been a week of seeing God's goodness, God's faithfulness. I've seen God's love in abundance. I've seen him like never before. You know, when the Bible says, give us this day our daily bread, I've seen God literally provide daily bread day after day. What a beautiful way to walk with him. Paul says that I have learned to abound and to abase. And sometimes we think that God is not able to provide for us day by day. But in this past week, in this month of December particularly, I have seen him literally load every day with its benefits. I've literally seen him show up in ways that I was and I have been marveled. You know, on Wednesday was my birthday, and I was so grateful to God that I had loved ones around me. I had my kids, I had a very special someone around me, and it was, I can't remember having a birthday as quiet and as peaceful and as loving as that, all in one. Like, it was beautiful. It was really, really beautiful. I'm just grateful to God for another year doing what I love doing, another year of his faithfulness, another year of the certainty of his love, another year of his might and of his power, and to just know that God has got me where he wants me to be and where I am, regardless of what the enemy has been trying to do, is so heartwarming. And like I said to you, and like I've been saying to you, it's important for me to always have a word for the new year. And I was so blessed to know that the word that I did hear from God, as regards my word for the new year. And so welcome, welcome, welcome. What he says to one, he says to all. Welcome to your new year. Welcome to your new season. You will move forward. You will take steps. You will not be stagnant. You have gone around this mountain long enough, and it's time for you to advance. It's time for you to move forward. It's time for you to take territories for God, to his glory and to his honor. So it's Christmas in a couple of days, in a few days. It's Christmas by this time. By the next 3 days thereabout, it's going to be Christmas Day. And even though we know that Jesus wasn't born during this season, but we're still celebrating him, his birth, about this time. And you see, for me, the key and the beauty about celebrating Christmas is not just about bringing out the turkey and the playing and the drinking and the dining and the whining. No, for me, it's beyond that. For me, it dates back to the book of Genesis, and I'm not going to talk so long today. I just want to encourage you. I just want to remind you that when God says a thing, he's definitely going to bring it to pass. He doesn't intend to speak if he doesn't intend to do it. He is the one who watches over his word to perform it. So when God says something, either through the scriptures to you, or either through word of knowledge, or through word of prophecy, or through rhema word, through a pastor or a prophet, I need you to be rest assured that the Spirit of God is a spirit of prophecy, and when he speaks his word, it is because he intends to bring it to pass. And like I was listening to Bill Johnson the other day, when he's talking about the will of God, and says there are two words that that explain or that talk about the will of God. One of them says is about the sovereignty of God's will. God doesn't care about your opinion at that point. He doesn't want to know what you think about it. The moment he says it, it's done. It's regardless of what you think. And there's another angle to God's will, which involves your partnership, which involves you working it out, and that is one. That's the part I am more concerned about, because sometimes we mix it up and we think because God has said something and then that's it, that's final, we can go to bed. But no, you see, the moment God releases His word, it is now time for us to begin to take steps of faith, actionable steps in partnership with Him, to bring that word to pass. So Christmas, why do we celebrate Christmas? What does Christmas mean to me, for me as a person? And that's what I also want to touch on today and share with you. Because for me, it dates back to a promise that was given eons, and I deliberately use the word eons, of years ago, okay? In the beginning, in the very beginning. And if you know me, and if you followed me long enough, you will know that I am big on the book of Genesis. I am big on going back to the beginning, because it's in the beginning that we can understand God's original plan, God's original purpose, God's original intention, before sin came into existence here on earth. Okay? And so Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and we know it so well. It says, I will bring hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel. Okay, Genesis 3:15 is called the messianic prophecy. And at that point, God made a promise at the beginning of time. And he said, I will bring hostility between you and the woman. He was talking to the serpent. I will bring hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring, devil, and her offspring. The offspring of the devil will strike the seed of the woman will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. And from that moment on, the devil took it upon himself to begin to kill whatever resembled the seed of God, the seed of the woman. He began to destroy. From that moment on, he killed Abel. He manipulated Noah. He just tried at some point anything that looked like the semblance of that seed. The devil attacked it, and he attacked the woman as well. And that's another topic for another day. To the women, you need to understand that the devil hates you. He hates you so bad, he's going to do everything, and he'll keep doing everything to destroy you. But you must understand your identity in God and stand on that identity. Okay, and fast forward to the time of Moses. What did the devil do? In the bid to stop Moses from coming, he killed all the babies in the Nile. He just thought maybe this was the fullness of time. But God preserved Moses. And then he came again, and just at the point of Jesus, he did the same thing and killed all those babies because he was looking for Jesus. Now, a promise was made in Genesis 3:15. I will bring a seed. That seed will destroy you. You're going to strike his heel, yeah, but he's going to smash your head. Christmas, for me, is the beginning of the manifestation of the fulfillment of that prophecy. Because we see, we have our eyes all fixed on Easter, or the death of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus. But you see, if Jesus didn't come as scriptures foretold he would in Isaiah, okay, let's go to Isaiah, where the prophet foretold, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And you see, the funny part of it was, God had spoken in Genesis 3:15, but then he came into Isaiah and had to speak by the mouth of the prophet Isaiah to remind the people that indeed, a child is born. And at the time he was saying this, at the time Isaiah was saying this, Mary's great, 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 great grandfather hadn't been born yet. Okay? And so the prophet Isaiah says, for a child is born to us, a son is given. You see, a child is born. That child needed to be born. And that's where Christmas comes in. The birth of Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecy. Because for Golgotha to happen, for the crucifixion to happen, there had to be a birth. And Isaiah 9:6 says, unto us a child is born, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David. So Christmas is the fulfillment of a prophecy that started in Genesis 3:15 and was re-prophesied and clearly spoken about in Isaiah 9:6. So if God, okay, if God could keep a word that he spoke in Genesis, repeated it in Isaiah 9:6, and then in Matthew says, in the fullness of time, he came. In the fullness of time, what makes you think that your fullness of time will not come? Can you hear what I'm saying this day? In the fullness of time, it doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter how long. So Galatians 4, because I want to show you today that it's possible for a prophecy, for a promise to take a while. It's possible for it to take a while. But if you trust God, it will happen. And so Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 says, but when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. This is what Christmas is all about. It's a fulfillment of promise. It's a keeping of promise. Not just prophecy, but promise. And so if God can keep a promise over centuries, who says he can't keep his word to you? Who says he won't bring it to pass in your life what he has told you? Who says you can't have that baby? Who says you can't have that spouse? Who says you can't be free of the mortgage? Who says you can't get that wayward child back to life? Who says you can't be healed of that disease? Who says you can't have money in your account? Who says you can't find love again? Who says? Who says? And that's why Isaiah in chapter 53 says, whose report will you believe? To whom will the arm of the Lord be revealed? And I love that scripture. Whose report will you believe? In the same Isaiah, that particular scripture, he was explaining what happened to Jesus on the cross. You see, whose report will you believe? Are you going to believe the doctor's report? Like they told me there was no baby in my womb, but that baby is 16 years old already. Whose report do you believe? Whose report are you going to hold on to? Because that report, that belief, that your belief system will determine whether God's app, is going to be revealed in your life, or whether God is just going to have to sit and wait for you to partner with him. And how do you partner with him? It's your belief, it's your faith. So as you go about today, as you go about preparing for Christmas, holiday cheer, buying gifts, jingle bells ring, whatever it is you want to do this holiday, you may have the money for the gifts, you may not, you may, you know, but whatever it is that you're going to be doing this holidays, I want you to remember the reason for the season, the essence of this season is not just a child was born. It's not just that the son was given, but it is that a prophecy was fulfilled, a promise was kept. And that should encourage you, that should ginger you, that should rejuvenate you, that should revitalize you, that should pump you up to believe in the God that has spoken over your life. Because if he has said it, he will bring it to pass. If he has promised you, he will keep his word. He does not say what he doesn't intend to do. He does not change his mind. He does not change his character. He does not lie. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. There are things that God cannot do. He cannot lie. He cannot go against himself. So what has God told you? How long has it taken? Do not be weary. Do not lose hope. Do not stop sowing yourself. Do not stop trusting. Do not stop confessing. Do not stop believing. All the devil wants to do is to change your confession. All the devil wants you to do is to lose hope. He's tried to come in ways to choke out the life in me. But I thank the Lord who is able to keep and preserve that which I have put in his hands. I have put my life in his hands. I have put my faith in his hands. And I will not give up this confidence I have in him, because with it comes a great reward. So don't give up hope. Don't faint. Don't lose hope. Don't throw in the towel. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to the systems and the traditions of this world. But ensure that you transform your mind. You renew your mind. And the more you renew your mind with the Word of God, the more your life will exude the expectations and the realities of the kingdom of God. I love you. Like, I love you. And I can love you even though I have not seen you, because I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you knowing that God loves you and he's passionate and he's mindful of you. I love you knowing that it doesn't matter how wounded you've been. It doesn't matter what part of your life seems to have been cut off. It doesn't matter the wound you are carrying. It doesn't matter how heavy that burden is. I know it's heavy. I know you feel crushed under the weight of that burden. But you know, Jesus loves you. And he says to come to him with the burden. He says, come to him with the burden. He wants to take your burden and give you his burden. And his burden is light. His burden is love. His burden is faith. His burden is righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost. Because that's the kingdom of God. That's his burden. That's what he wants to put on you. It's life eternal. He already died. He already came and took your place. He went through all the stuff you could possibly go through. We have a high priest who understands what it means to walk the earth. So, he loves you. And it's because I know he loves you that I can love you the way I do and tell you, hang in there. Hold on. Be strong. He will keep his promise to you. It will not fail. It will not falter. I love you. Have a lovely Christmas. Have an awesome time these holidays. And I'll see you just before we go into the new year. Because I know we're going to go in together. And we're going to advance into the new year. And we're going to take territories for Jesus. We're going to walk through the storm. It will not overshadow us. We're going to walk through the fire. It will not burn us. And we're going to walk into our wealthy place. Till I see you next week. Have a happy holiday. Enjoy your Christmas. Bye.